Well, good evening, BBS Radio and our listeners. I want to thank you for coming to join us this evening on the Wednesday night question and answer call. The radio show is brought simulcast with a conference call on Wednesdays, Mondays, and Sundays. So come see us on all three and come join us with a happiness. And at this time, we still have other callers coming in. Heist will be returning, as far as I know, on Sunday to greet everyone. And I'm looking forward for him coming back. I do miss him, too. So.
This is Bonnie in Corona.
Hey, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Hi,
anyone else like
you
to say their name and location?
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Welcome to the call this evening.
Hello, Donna.
Hi. We had
Terry
other callers. Terry in Dallas? Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, there, Terry. Welcome to the call. If you have a radio TV on.
Somebody better mute themselves. Star 6.
John Palladino from Sarasota, Florida.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John. Please, would you like to say your name and location?
This is Marilyn of Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi,
welcome to the call.
Hi, Donna. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to ask everybody if you've got a TV or radio on, please turn it off. All right. Yeah, your speaker phones are echoing. I cannot control that. I don't have the controls for that. So I'm asking you politely, please.
Can you mute everyone?
I cannot.
Nope.
Star 6, you guys. If you're going to leave your TV on, please push Star 6. Or if you need to
talk
to someone.
Mute. You just put a finger in each ear.
It works. A cup of coffee and that works. Okay. All right. Is there anyone else who'd like to tell us their name and location?
Rick, Iowa City.
TV.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello. It's Chris in Memphis.
Hi, Chris in Memphis. Welcome to the call this evening.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Chris.
You're most welcome.
Hello.
Welcome, everybody who's come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Terry. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello,
Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hey.
Greetings.
All right.
Hi,
and
this
was
is
Wynn.
Nancy.
Wynn is around
Hi,
here somewhere. We've had other callers come in. Would you like to say your name and location?
This is Nancy in Phoenix.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome to the call tonight.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hello, Shirley from Ohio.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome to the Hello. Call tonight, pretty.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Is there anyone else who would like to say their name and location?
Oh. Hey, no, not yet.
See, the key is saying, would you like to say
Good evening and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Kelly in Ohio.
Well, welcome to the call this evening.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
We want to hear you do the But Only If You Want To song.
Well, I'll put you in charge of singing that. You know, those who speak up and say things are the first volunteer in line.
Hey, did Tom come on the call, Donna? Tom Palladino?
Hey, welcome to the call this evening.
Sorry to hear.
Yes. Is yeah. there anyone else who would like to say their name and location? Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, that's nice. Ashley.
Hi. Abby from California.
Desert. Well, welcome. Welcome
to
the
question?
Call.
That's good.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Well, okay. This is Michael. I'm on Highway 78.
Well, welcome to the call.
Hi, Donna. This is Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Welcome to the call.
Terry is here.
And
my
I quit.
Brother another mother.
Wynn, I quit.
Now.
You quit?
I even got the job.
Listen, if you quit, Chris is going to volunteer.
I'm not sure my coffee is Chris.
You better stay.
I'll be good.
Thank you for all your efforts, Donna. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. I was pulling his leg. Chris, you know what, Chris? I'd love heavy any day. Want to work with it, you know?
Yeah, the only thing is sometimes I don't know where I'm going to be, you know? I wouldn't want to, you know, not be able to do it. Sometimes I lose track of time really easy, you know, so.
Well, you know, Chris, there's only one way to do it.
Alarms go off, you know?
Yeah, there's only one way to get started, Chris, and that's just y'all.
Just do it, yeah.
Donna, was Chris giving you a hard time?
Oh, no, Chris is fine. He's fine.
Well, who is giving you a hard time? I'll just knock him off the line.
Oh, no, honey, I was joking. I was joking
oh,
when I said I
I was trying to get her to sing.
No, yeah, I don't feel like singing.
I could do that, too, you know. I could sing.
Okay, well. You do that for me, Chris. That part you can handle.
Listen, we don't want Come On Baby Light Show by fire.
No. How about some Black Sabbath or some Sex Pistols?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right. Thank you, Chris. You're muted. Terry, are you there?
I'm here.
Got a lot of questions tonight, okay?
Okay.
But of course, I asked for it. I sent an email out. Okay, let me start the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 8th, 2015. Wynn Free and Terry Brown in Sedona. Donna, who is so graciously welcoming people in Great Falls, Montana. Chris in Tennessee, who's trying to be discovered to be a rock star and is hoping a producer will be on the line, is just not doing anything but being a pain in the neck in the background, but he's a lovable pain in the neck, so it's okay. And all of you everywhere, thank you so much for being here. And probably there's some new people on the call today since I sent an email out to our general list encouraging people to submit questions. And just to give you just the quickest background, this is like not like anything you can imagine. And it took me 3 years, but I'm still learning. When I had a voice that started talking to me that said it was a group soul that created the universe, it was a little much. And then I found out they could give me some of the most amazing information. And I spent two weeks.
Can you hear you for a minute? You cut out.
Yeah,
I was just muting the dings from coming in. So then, you know, I spent a couple of years with two different women where they were talking to me, and I get a tap on my shoulder and said, those guys want to talk to you again. And it was a little surreal, and I had to be sure. I didn't know they were who they said they were. I had to prove it to me in some way or another. And I didn't know how to put this out into the world. So it's been, I started out in 2002 when I was writing The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and I suddenly found out that the universe was looking at me, and they apparently were making the decision that I was a good person to put this out into the world, because it wasn't an accident. They were chasing me, and I didn't think so at the time. I'm not sure right now, but whatever I'm doing, it seems to be working, and a lot of people are changing their lives. And there's two aspects to this group soul, and there's actually two group souls, but I don't want to make it too complex. Two aspects to them, and one is they can see things over time that we can't see. They can see the patterns that are going on in this world. They know how things work, and they can go back to the beginning of creation. And we've asked them questions where they've done that. And if you get fascinated by this, start going through our archives, because there's 1,000 calls there. Many of them where we're having these conversations, and we do it live. So we're very transparent about it. And one of the things I learned about channeling early on is that it's you're not supposed to take everything they say and believe it blindly. One of the reasons is it's possible, and this has happened, where Terry, who's the channel, can bleed through something from our conscious mind. And Terry, you're making noise. Something can bleed through from her conscious mind. Particularly, Terry has been interested in alternative health. And I know sometimes she gives an answer that's from her own knowledge. And the other possibility is a negative source could come in and take over the line and mimic our positive source. I don't think that happens very often, if at all. And the reason is that Terry and I are so highly intended to be of service. And that makes a protective energy from negative sources. But it's still possible. So you have to take what's said and internalize it for yourself. And you decide.
There's another thing, too. And a lot of times, a person will have the same question as somebody else, but the answer for each of those two people is different.
Right.
So you have to.
If it's a personal answer they're giving to someone, it may or may not fit you. So you have to apply your own discernment on this. And the other thing about communication with these group souls, and this is probably even more extraordinary than the information, is that they have the ability to project energy from where they are into this realm in a way that many people can feel it. And it's very uplifting and it's very loving. And in particular, on our Sunday calls, we focus on that. We don't focus on that on this call, but some of you may notice like an energy around you during the call, and it's probably them. They most definitely do it. They've proven it to me over and over again, where I can see the energy. Other people can feel the energy. Sometimes people take pictures of me, and I'm surrounded in pink, and they say that's them. This has been going on for a number of years, and one of the greatest benefits of being on these calls is feeling that energy, because when you do, you start to make a connection with them. I don't own them. I don't own the connection, but I am really good at helping people tune into it. And once you tune into it, it's yours. It's not, you know, it doesn't need me anymore. But we hold the space, and we hold group energy on Sundays. We do planetary healings. And you have to keep coming around to get the hang of it because it's so unusual. You know, it has certain similarities to church or religion or spirituality, but it's not anything like it on the other hand, because I don't ask people to have faith. I say we're talking to them live. We hear their answers. If you start listening to this, you kind of know that it's not Terry. Terry is not smart enough, nor am I, to come up with the kind of answers they come up with and the perspective. And
if I don't like to hear the questions beforehand because I look at it and I go, I have no clue. But all of a sudden, when I connect with them, all of a sudden I seem a lot smarter. I feel like I'm a lot smarter.
You feel a lot smarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll go along with that.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, oh, you know, I didn't have a clue before, and all of a sudden, oh, so, well, that's obvious.
So, you know, the point is, it's definitely not Terry that's bringing through this information. And, the other question is, if it's not Terry, are they who they say they are, and can I trust it? And that's something that you have to do your own due diligence on and come to that conclusion, and it doesn't benefit you. You get a benefit from hearing these wise answers, and from connecting with these really beautiful energies that come on the line that are from another dimension and tend to open up your chakras. And in today's world, as many of you know, it's hard to feel an authentic connection, even amongst humans, okay, particularly amongst humans. You know, people start feeling these connections and they go out in their life and they can't figure out how it works with people in their life. You can't tell people about it because they think you're nuts. So, you know, all we're doing is presenting it. We're not telling you anything other than hang in, keep coming back if you're attracted to it. And many people, after a period of coming to some calls, and some people, it takes just a few, some people, it's a year, their life totally transforms. And they're feeling all this joy and this connection with the other side. And that is a beautiful thing. So on that note, let me just see if we have any last-minute questions here. Let's see. Kevin sent me his location. You know, I neglected today when I sent that email out to tell everybody to send me their location because our sources have indicated that it helps them tune into you there, okay? And so some people didn't, and particularly if you have a personal question. Something in your personal life. If it's a esoteric question, probably doesn't matter. You know. But I'm just looking here for Kevin's question. All right, I'll just have to find it. But thank you, Kevin, for sending it in. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes there's maybe there would be five suitors. And we get a question from, say, Susan, and they're going, all right, now, which Susan is this? And all the other Susans in the world. Sometimes they can zero in on it, even so, but other times, like, they really need the location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I got Kevin City down. And we do an invocation. We don't have a lot of rituals in this work we're doing. We don't do official prayers. We don't do, a lot of, just rituals. But the one thing we do is we call in the light. And it's, you could say it was a ritual, but it's really, it's words that we put meaning to and to create a safe space. It's, as I learned in the course of doing this, that when you expand your matrix to do this kind of work, you open up to the potential to connect with negative sources. And so you have to keep a very clean energy that goes from here in 3D all the way up back to source, and keep tube tunnel energy around the whole thing so the negative doesn't break through. So that's what our invocation is trying to do. So we're going to start, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we locate each and every person on the call that wishes to be touched or communicated to or feel our energies. And we are there for all of you. It is an honor to be with you and to make this connection. It is like a family where some of the members don't realize they have members that they haven't thought of in a long, long time. And we're there. We are part of the Ra group and part of the Elohim group that are coming together to assist where we can. Do you have questions?
Yes, I do. First question is from Lisa T. in Portland, Oregon. And her question is, can you tell me if I had a past life or lives connected with the upper nobility in England, France, or Europe in the last 800 years or so? I ask because I have had past life readers tell me that several times I've lived in England and have a strong affinity for that culture, along with other European cultures. Thank you.
Thank you. We take a look. We take a moment and take a look and do see that you do have lifetimes in, we see in France. We see dressed very, very nicely and entertaining in a party type atmosphere of the upper nobility in France, and we see that was not the first time that you were in the upper nobility, and we suggest to make it more real to you that you take a moment here and there and meditate. Take a look at dress styles, beautiful gowns. Take a look also, as you were not only a member of the female, but you were also another time a male. Some of you may be astounded that an individual can come back sometimes as a male, sometimes as a female. It is something that they wish to experience. See what styles of clothes really enchant you. Picture dancing, picture moving around in a circle and spinning. Picture Baroque music. Picture things that you feel resonance with. Because to rely on us or another subject is not as solid or good as you to maintain or get your own resonance and your own feeling of familiarity and feeling comfortable in a certain circumstance, being excited or enchanted about a certain dance or a certain time period within a certain country. The more that you can check those things out and feel the deja vu, the feeling of having been there, the connection, the more solid your reality would be, rather than to just rely on a psychic or us to say that you had been there. Simply use the clues that we have given to guide your own consciousness into more knowledge of who you have been in the past.
Thank you. There was a moment there where Terry's microphone got a little distorted. I don't know if moving it maybe another half inch away from her mouth might eliminate that in the future. Thank you.
Right, we've moved it away.
Next question. This is from Joni in St. Louis, Missouri. And she is asking a question about one of Carla Ruckert's books called Living the Law of One, and where it said that Confederation ET sources have communicated with other groups. And I know I remember reading that. As I recall, they said they had communicated with groups in South America with regards to the pyramids. And so our question is, how many groups in the world are currently receiving channeled information from, she didn't ask this, but I don't want to just say channeled information, because there's lots of people getting channeled information. The implication, I would say, is receiving channeled information from the Ra group and or the Elohim group. Thank you.
Thank you. This is hard to determine because we do not ask. We see the person's question, and wherever we can, we provide answers, whether they are a farmer in Mexico that does not even speak English, or whether they're in South America, wherever there is a question, wherever there is a query, wherever there is a need, we come in when we can. We do not announce who we are. People know us by different names, and people of different races mistake us for, it isn't a mistake, really, because they know us as their spiritual leader. However, they do not call us the Elohim or the Ra group. So we would say, where we can, we answer the call, and there are millions of formal groups with connection to us in our name of Elohim or our name of Ra. There are a number, perhaps 30, however it is misleading because there are many, many more.
Thank you. Next question is from Kimberly. Now, let me see. I don't know where Kimberly City is. Let me just double check here and see if she sent me something. It's my mistake because I put out a call for people to ask questions, and I did not make it clear that they should send their city. So if you can't tune into Kimberly, let me know, and we'll skip this for another time. And she would like to know, hang on a second, that she says she's been told that I have a serious core truth within that needs to come out, that others are needing to hear, something I have felt or have been connected to all my life. I always felt the pull to write, but can't seem to come into a start point or a subject matter. I've been told I am a channel and need to let go of fear and just do it. I am not feeling comfortable with that. Time is a waste in here, and I want to get to my purpose. Any clues or answers as to how to get some momentum here to get to it? I wanted to mention, Kimberly, that I'm a writer, and you know, I've written songs, poems, and of course I wrote a book. And for me, oftentimes I just start putting my pen to the paper, and I don't have an agenda. I don't even know what I'm going to say, and I let one thing lead to another, to another, to another, and before I know it, it comes out really, really well. See, we even do that on these calls. I say something, and on Mondays, oftentimes, I'll talk for an hour, and I start out, and I go, and one thing leads to the next, and one thing leads to the next, and before you know it, it sounds like I have a perfectly crafted talk about something, but I didn't craft it. It just one thing led to the next. So if you have talent in that area or as a channel, then if you stop being self-conscious, stop worrying about who's going to read it, just start writing. You can ask yourself, what would my high self tell me today to counsel me? And just start writing. And don't monitor it as you go. Read it at the end. And if you're a spiritual writer, I would say probably most spiritual writers say they approach things in that way. But let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. When we connect and look at you, we see that the truth that is there is so much ingrained, the core truth so much ingrained in you that you do not think of it as special. So if you do sit down and just start writing, you may write things that seem obvious to you, obvious truths that you might think everybody would know. However, it is so ingrained in you that once you put it on paper, you can then take a look and then compare it to, like, society. Is it a truth that society hasn't totally grasped? And compare it to other people, your friends, see if it is something, whether they believe it or whether they have talked about it. It is so ingrained in you that you do not think of it as special or something that would be important to get out. However, you know that there is something important to get out there. And so you do not need to write about it all at once. Maybe a couple minutes a day and just put it together and then take a look at the truth you have written in comparison to what is out there in society, and you can refine it. It does not have to be perfect when you first write it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question, Jim, is from Edna, if you don't mind, I'm going to skip your question today. I know you've submitted it about three times, but I just wanted to give priority to people that never submitted a question before. Okay? So thank you for understanding. And it's interesting. Bonnie Mafai in Soquel, California, which I believe is near Santa Cruz, is another writer. And she asked the question, what's the most vital subject for a screenplay or book that I should write or that needs to be written that will be of the most benefit for the people of our time and that a producer will really want to produce? Of course, my answer to that is the story that we started for a movie, which is sitting there on our stuff. There's no guarantee about anyone ever producing anything. It's like you have to get somebody passionate, and you have to get somebody to spend the time to look at what you've got. And it's hard to get decision makers to spend the time. So even if you write a gem, you've got to have a synchronicity or a way to convince somebody to spend their time to read it, because otherwise it'll stay undiscovered. And the same thing that we said to Kimberly, where when you start writing, you can pick a subject, but it's the passion that you put into your writing. You know, there's a lot to writing a screenplay, foreshadow characters. You have to have character development. You have to make people identify with the characters. And that is an art form unto itself. And maybe you've mastered that art form. But if you haven't, write anything and see if you can get that down. Because a movie is not about subject. It is the flow that pulls somebody who's watching it into the screen, and they track it. They just can't not pay attention. Well, let me turn it over to our sources and let them answer that from their side.
Thank you. Does it instill passion in the viewer? Does the viewer take up the cause? Does it keep from beginning to end holding an interest, wanting to see what it is that happens next, not wanting to put the story down, wanting to see what is the suspense, what is the mystery that one is hoping to solve or to learn or to see as one is watching. And then once you go ahead and you get the story down, you could even do some acting out on some video with a few friends. And just get the sense of how it comes across. Actually doing something is a start towards your goal.
Thank you. And we have here from Joe in Surprise, Arizona. And I have recently experienced a major loss of eyesight due to uncontrolled ocular pressure. Also, there has always been blocks to my insight third eye pineal gland connection, which I have been working to open. Is there a connection? Is there something I'm not wanting to see? With awareness, will eyesight be healed? And Joe, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask the question, is there any alternative therapy that you might recommend?
Thank you. There are alternative therapies. There are certain formulations, nutritional formulations, that provide nutrition for the eyes, that help the eyes to recover, to heal, to get better. There are doctors that provide different nutritional supplements, different regimes. There is the author of Voltage is Healing, who knows much about eyesight. And he is an MD, and eyesight is his specialty. There are formulations for nutrition, but let us look more closely at your question. There is a gap between the third eye and the coordination of the third eye and the eyes. The third eye can become calcified with the wrong kind of food, with fluoride. So if you are not watching out for contaminants in your food and drink, begin to watch out for them. We see fluoride in toothpaste even can cause a shutdown of the third eye. The third eye has similar cells to the eyes and allows one to remote view from a distance and to refocus into the third eye area. So if one is bothering you, it is possible, very possible, the other will be suffering the same fate. We see that more energy and blood flow and resilience is needed in those two areas of the eye and not the third eye. We send healing. However, one of the things is that you can do is to bring energy in through your crown chakra, through your head, and to flood the area of your eyes and of your third eye with energy to help break up calcification, to use nutritional supplements to help break up calcification, and get back to us when you have carried out some of these things.
Thank you. And I would say look up ozone therapy and also attend some of our Sunday conference calls, because on those calls in particular, and I say this, anyone that's working with healing and wants to heal themselves, we bring in healing energy. And many people who've been on this call have had things fix themselves, you know, which they attribute to being on the call. So it's at 10 a.m. to noon Sunday morning. And check it out, see if you can feel the energy and see if anything happens. Okay? And the next question is from, let's see, this is from Shelley in Montecito, Washington, if I'm saying the city name right. Probably not. And she is retired, and she keeps trying to determine what it is she should be doing. I seem to have no purpose, and I can't figure out my purpose. Can you help?
Thank you. After a life of doing a job where you are competent and you are bringing through what is desired, what you are hired to do, then what you have as the thing that got you through, then it is disorienting that you suddenly have not gone, and it is a wonderful opportunity for you to discover your true path, your true desire is to remember back when you were little, things that interested you and still have an interest for you now, that might not be some big purpose, but that you really wanted to pursue, that would make other people happy, that would give other people joy. Even if you start with one little thing to get on the internet, perhaps, and to see what has a valid interest to you, and to talk to others within different groups or friends, see what topics interest you. What interests you, then picture yourself on a path where you do a little bit of that every day, and you have a goal to broaden other people's interests in the area, to connect with other people in the area. Do not feel disillusioned that you don't feel like you have a purpose now, because it is a big change to go from goals that are given you to now goals that you set yourself. It is a big change and a beautiful change. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that was an extremely, extremely good point. It's difficult to go from goals that are given to you than go to goals that you give yourself, because I think we are so used to creating an identity and something who we are based on who we do, based on our job, based on our family. And now, suppose you can't do it from any of those things. You just have to pull it out of nowhere. And if you can do that, it'll be something that matches you, and it'll be closer to your soul. So, and you can experiment. I think giving yourself permission to experiment is extremely important, because you don't have to know you're right when you start. You just say, I'll try this, I'll monitor it. If it doesn't work, I'll go to something else. And some people won't start because they want everything to be perfect. They want to know everything. And I don't think you ever will. And we had one question today, which I'm going to pass on. And it has to do with people disappearing in national parks. You know, that's probably got a lot of negative stuff behind it. It's probably got Illuminati kidnapping children, or something like that, And it's not a good thing for me to ask those questions. The supposed negative energy for Terry when she's channeling. So probably there's a lot written on it on the internet, and probably best to just do searches, and you'll probably find out. Okay, next question here. This is from with you, and he didn't give a city. Let me just see if he gave it. Well, this will be our last question for the night. Edna and Rizia, you'll have to be patient. Have to ask again, Peter Castaneda. He just sent a last question in seconds ago. Ask it again, because this is like questions from new people tonight. And the last question, see that I spaced out so much, I can't remember where I was. Okay, I'll just a moment. Hang on. Yeah, maybe we went through all the new people's questions. I'll throw in Edna's question, all right? Some weeks ago, the sources answered my question about traveling and working with other higher dimensional beings while I was sleeping. I really appreciate the answer, and it helped me to confirm what I believed. A day later, I had an incident while I was sleeping. I found myself flying back into my body in the middle of the night while I was sleeping around 1 in the morning. I was flying so quickly because something was chasing me. And I got back and I was screaming, stop it, stop it. And I was so terrified. And as soon as I got back to my body, I jumped out of bed wide awake. I automatically called in the light and asked the sources to protect me and to stay with me, so that whatever was chasing me would not do it again. I fell asleep, and I do not recall having any issues or angst after that. I was wondering, can you tell me what was chasing me? I just vaguely recall a mist, and I know I was trying to come back to my body as quickly as possible. Can the sources tell me what happened? Thank you.
There was an entity that was so desperate that they saw you passing, and they were so isolated, so desperate, alone, that they felt they had to pursue you to find people to reestablish a connection. Therefore, they were chasing you desperately to get to somewhere they could reestablish themselves. It is not healthy to pick up such stray beings, and you did the right thing. They entered into the Earth sphere, and they will eventually find their way, but they were very alone and very desirous of connecting with another life form. When you travel away from your body at night, there are things such as isolated beings, such as humanity, that can create very much difficulty, so one needs to be very grounded when they travel. Thank you.
Lynn.
Are you there?
I'm sorry. Matthew, I got your city, but we have to close because BBS is shutting down. So submit your question for next week, and I'll give it priority, okay? And anyone else that asked a question that I didn't get to, if you keep asking it, it's okay, because it shows me you have a high intent to get the answer. And I keep it in my queue unless it's something I say is inappropriate, and then I'll let you know. So on that note, we bring our energies together. We take a moment, surround our planet with this love light energy. And we just bring it back down to ourselves. Let us bless ourselves. Let us feel this energy in our body, opening our own energy centers, helping us withstand all the challenges and negativity that we are confronted with in this realm. We bless you all. We love you all. And I hope if you're new, check out our Sunday call. And our Sunday call is the strongest call we do to bring the energies in. And again, thank you to Donna. And maybe we'll have Hives back next week. And thank you to all of you who checked this out for the first time.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you. That was an awesome call.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good night, everyone. Bless everybody. Thank you. 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 Thank you.